美国有一个作家，名字叫做 Herman Bombeck， 曾经在他的著作中描绘了他年幼时候对他爸爸的印象。
There is an author named Emma Bombeck. He wrote a book to describe her father when she was young.
有一天早晨，我的父亲没有起床去上班。
In the morning, her father did not get up.
那天他去了医院。
But he went to the hospital.
到了第二天，他离开了这个世界。
On the second day, he left this world.
父亲生前的事迹我了解不多。
I didn't know much about his achievement when he was alive.
他每天一早就离开家。
Every morning he left home.
晚上回来见到我们就很开心。
In the night, when he's back, he's very happy.
家中没有人能够打开罐头。
Nobody in the family can open the can.
但是他可以。
But he can.
他是在家中唯一一个敢下去地下室的人。
He's the only person in the family can go to the basement.
他完全没有恐惧。
He didn't even have any scare.
他用剃头刀剃胡子。
She can shave.
但没有人来吻他。
But nobody gave him a kiss.
他给我的印象是下雨的时候。
In my impression, when it rained.
他会把车子开到门口。
He would move the car near the door.
让我们上车不需要淋雨。
So that when we get on the car, we won't get wet.
如果家中有人生病。
If anybody is sick in the family.
他会到处找适合的药给我们。
He would try to find all the medications for us.
他花很多时间拍照。
He spent lots of time to take pictures.
但是冲洗出来的相片从来没有他在里面。
But he is not in any of the pictures.
每当我玩玩具的时候
When I play with my toys,
我会拿起做妈妈的玩具。
I can pick up a toy, a mom toy.
我可以很快想起妈妈所做的每一样事情。
I can immediately think of a lot of things mom has been doing all the day.
当我拿起扮演爸爸的娃娃时
But when I get up, when I pick up the daddy toy,
我想不出这个玩具爸爸应该怎样做，做些什么。
I don't know what can this toy do.
只是想到爸爸每天早上说了一句话。
I can only know that every morning he only says one sentence to us.
他说我上班去了。
He says, I'm going to work.
我于是把爸爸的我做扮演爸爸的娃娃扔在床底下。
So I drop the daddy doll under my bed.
爸爸的追思礼拜是在我家的客厅。
Daddy's funeral service is in my living room.
好多人来了。
There were many people coming out to us.
但是带来并且带来了很多各样的食品和糕点。
And they brought us lots of kinds of good dishes and cakes.
我们从来没有过这么多的人来陪伴着我们。
We had never had so many people coming to visit us.
我回到我的房间。
I came back to my room.
在床底下，我找回了扮演爸爸的那个娃娃。
And found the daddy doll under the bed.
我把灰尘去掉。
I wipe out the dust.
放在我的床上。
I put the doll on my bed.
这玩具完全没有动静，躺在床上。
The doll lied on the bed quietly, without any move.
我没有想到他离去。是会令我多么的难受。
I didn't know I had been so sad after my dad left us.
新约圣经里面记载着一位父亲。
In the New Testament, it records a father.
这位父亲就像厄玛在他的著作里面所描述的父亲一样。
This father is also like.The father of Emma in his book, in her book.
这位父亲不会比妈妈那样受人家的注意。
This father was not paid enough attention like mom's.
但 但是他是一个很好的爸爸。
But he was a very excellent dad.
我想从刚才我们所念的几节的经文里面，我们可以知道这位父亲他是谁。
From the verses we just read, we should know who is this father.
他就是耶稣在地上的父亲约瑟。
He is the father of Jesus on earth, Joseph.
耶稣降世的时候。
When Jesus was born,
他要诞生在一个家庭里面。
He was designed to be born in a family.
他要有在地上的父亲和母亲。
He needed an earthly mother and father.
神拣选了两个人。
God chose two people.
就是玛利亚和约瑟。
Mary and Joseph.
做父亲的不单单是要在物质上面供应家庭的需要。
A father not only provides the material provision to the family,
还要在灵里面带领孩子长大成人。
But also teach the children in spirit as well.
我们知道耶稣基督的诞生是圣灵感应借着玛利亚而生的。
We know the birth of Jesus Christ was by Mary through the Holy Spirit.
照你来说，他不需要在地上有一位父亲。
In this way, she really didn't need an earthly father.
因为耶稣是神。
Because Jesus was God.
他可以行神迹奇事，他可以使到他自己很快的就成长。
He could practice miracles and let him grow up very quickly.
但是他选择了经历人类童年成长的方式。
But he chose to experience the way like a boy to grow up.
在约瑟和玛利亚的家中成长。
To grow up in the family of Joseph and Mary.
约瑟在耶稣基督长大的过程里面，他负起了做耶稣父亲的责任。
In life of Jesus, Joseph played.Take the responsibility of a father.
为什么神拣选约瑟而不是其他的人呢？
Why did God choose Joseph but not but anybody else?
因为约瑟很特别。
Because Joseph is a special person.
马太福音第一章第十九节告诉我们，约瑟是个义人。
In Matthew chapter 1 verse 19 it says, Joseph is a righteous man.
今天我们要从几方面来看约瑟。
Today we are going to talk more about Joseph in a few aspects.
我们请我们的音响弟兄把它转至下一页。约瑟是他是爱的施予者。
Joseph is a love giver.
他是爱妻子。
He loved his wife.
他爱耶稣。
He loved Jesus.
他是家庭的领导者。
He's the leader of the family.
他是一个位顺服神的人。
He obeys God.
他是一个有信心的人。
He has faith.
他是一个带领家庭来到神面前的人。
He's the person who brought the family members to God.
他是孩子的领导者。
The leader of the children.
Okay. 第一点我们要看的是他是爱的施予者。
First, we're going to talk about the first point is.He is a love giver.
耶稣很爱他的妻子。
He loved his wife so much.
马太福音第一章第十九节说。
In Matthew chapter 1 verse 19.
她丈夫耶稣是个义人。
It says, because Joseph her husband was a righteous man.
她不愿意明明地羞辱他。
And didn't want to expose her to public disgrace.
想要暗暗地把她休了。
He had in mind to divorce her quietly.
耶稣是被称为义人。
Joseph was called a righteous man.
因为耶稣相信神。
Because Joseph believed God.
当他知道未婚妻怀孕的时候。
When he knew his fiancée became pregnant.
那个时候神的启示还没有临到约瑟。
At that time, God's command had not come to Joseph.
各位，如果你是约瑟的话。
brothers think if you were Joseph?
突然间，你知道你的未婚妻怀孕。
Suddenly you knew your fiancée were pregnant.
你的反应如何？
What would be your reaction?
根据犹太人的传统和习惯
According to the custom and laws of the Jews,
一个未婚怀孕的妇女是犯了一个很严重的罪行。
A pregnant and married woman means a severe sin.
它的后果是怀孕的妇女会被判淫乱的罪，会被人用石头打死。
The consequence is the woman would be judged as an adulterer and be stoned to death.
这是根据圣经旧约的记载。
This is according to the recordings in the Old Testament.
四福音书中也只有马太福音和路加福音有记载耶稣基督的诞生。
In the four Gospels, only in Matthew and Luke, the birth of Jesus was recorded.
这两本福音书没有提到约瑟知道玛利亚怀孕就生气。
In neither of the books, it records about Joseph when he had anger.
他没有提到约瑟忧伤、难过或者对玛利亚的怀疑或者是怒骂。
He didn't mention even Joseph was feel sorrowful or feel sad or had any thoughts to Mary.
从马太福音的记载中，我个人的体会是，约瑟非常的冷静。
According to Matthew, my personal understanding is Joseph was very quiet.
他不愿意明明的羞辱他。
He didn't want to expose her in public to public disgrace.
他想要暗暗地把她休掉。
He wanted to divorce her quietly.
这句话的意思是，他不要把玛利亚的怀孕的事情公开出去。
That means he didn't want to put Mary in public.
一公开的话，就会羞辱玛利亚。
Once it is in public, Mary would be in disgrace.
一公开的话，她就会连累到玛利亚被人用石头打死。
And the cause would be Mary would be stoned to death.
她只是自己忍受自己的痛苦，选择的保护玛利亚。
So he decided to take the pain himself and choose to protect Mary.
他这样做表明了他是善良的。
This indicates that he is a very kind person.
表明了他对玛利亚的爱。
And showed her his love to Mary.
哥林多前书十三章第五节说爱是不求自己的益处。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 5, this says,Love is not self-seeking.
各位在座的丈夫们
all the husbands here.
各位弟兄
all the brothers.
圣经给我们的很严格的一个命令
Bible has given us a very strict commandment.
这是以弗所书第五章二十五节说，你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
In Ephesians chapter 5 verse 25, it says, husbands,Love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her.
我记得几个礼拜前曾经我提到我们做丈夫的要爱妻子。
I remember a few weeks ago, I mentioned to all the husbands, you need to love your wives.
今天又在提做丈夫的要爱妻子。
Today again, it mentions husbands need to love their wives.
我不知道做丈夫的你听到的这句话没有。
I don't know if the husband has heard this word.
还是你从左边听进去，右边就出来。
Or the words has gone into from the left eye and goes out from the right ear.
弟兄们，爱妻子不是在话语当中。
Brothers, love your wives is not just a few words.
最重要的是在行动中去表出你对妻子的爱。
More importantly, you need to show your love in your actions.
真正的爱是一个牺牲的爱。
The true love is a love of sacrifice.
是一个心甘情愿舍己的爱。
Is a love of giving up.
是一个好像基督为教会舍己的爱一样的爱。
Just like Jesus loved the church and he gave up himself to the church.
第二点，耶稣爱耶稣。
The second, Joseph loved Jesus.
耶稣基督的诞生是圣灵的感应。
The birth of Jesus Christ was through the Holy Spirit.
他的诞生和耶稣完全没有关系。
That means her birth did not have any relationship with Joseph.
耶稣可以拒绝耶稣为他的孩子。
Joseph could reject Jesus as his child.
耶稣可以不爱耶稣。
Joseph could not show any love to Jesus.
但圣经的经文可以给我们看到，耶稣在他所行的事上显明了他对耶稣的爱。
But according to the Bible verses, Joseph showed his love to Jesus.
第一，他保护耶稣免受希律王的杀害。
First, he protected Jesus from the persecution of Herod.
他遵照神的使者的吩咐，夜色起来，夜间就带着小孩子到和他母亲往埃及去。
He obeyed the commandment from the angel of the Lord that says, Joseph, get up, take the baby and his mother and escape to Egypt.
第二点，他为了爱，他抚养耶稣，把他带大。
Second, for the love, he took care of Jesus and brought him up.
第三，他教导耶稣木匠应该有的技巧。
And third, he also taught Jesus the crafts of carpentry.
耶稣看过一个不是自己亲生的孩子。
Joseph took Jesus as his own child.
他把他当作是自己亲生的孩子一样看待他。
He didn't treat him as an illegitimate child.
反观今天的世界。
Let's see today's world.
有许多做父亲的忽略了做父亲应该有的角色，以为赚钱供应孩子物质上的需要，就完成了做父亲应该有的责任。
Many fathers didn't take their responsibility. They thought that making money and provide material to the family would be enough for a father.
提摩太后书五章八节有这样的一句话。
In 2 Timothy chapter 5 verse 8 it says,
人若不看顾亲疏，就是违背了真道，比不信的人还不好，不看顾自己家里的人更是如此。
If anyone does not provide for his relatives and especially for his immediate family, he has denied the faith and is worse than a non-believer.
所以我们看到耶稣是爱的施予者。
From this, we can see that Joseph is a love giver.
第二点，耶稣是家庭的领导者。
Second, he is the head of the family.
耶稣是家庭的领导者。第一点是在属灵的事上，他是站在神跟人之间。
From one point here, said we can see he always stands between the family and God in all the spiritual issues.
他带领所有的家庭成员来到神的面前。
He brought all the family members to God.
他信靠神。
He believed God.
他聆听神的话语。
He listened to God.
他敬拜神。
He worshiped God.
他祷告。
And prayed to God.
要成为一个家庭里面的属灵的领导者。
As a spiritual person in the family,
必须是一个和神很亲近的人。
He must have close relationship with God.
各位弟兄们，请问你跟神之间的关系如何？
Other brothers, how is your relationship with God?
如果我们跟神之间的关系是疏远的，
If we are estranged from God,
那么我们怎能够成为家庭属灵的领导者呢？
How can we are the leaders, the spiritual leaders of the family?
耶稣和神之间的关系可以从刚才我们所念的经文看出来。
From the scriptures, we can see the relationship between Joseph and God.
第一点，他是一个顺服神的人。
One, he is the person who obeys God.
耶稣带领家庭的方式是认定神是他一家之主。
Joseph treated God as the head of the family.
家中的一切都带都来到神的面前，寻求神的带领和顺服神的带领。
Everything, every issue in the family, he brought those up to God and listened, asked for God, the lead of God.
当神的话语临到他的时候
，When God's words came to him,
他就顺服。
He obeyed.
这里有一段经文，马太福音一章二十到二十四节。因为时间关系，我们就请 Fred 把英文念出来，我们跟着上面的 PowerPoint 来看。
So here's the scriptures in Matthew chapter 1 verse 20 to 24. Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son.And you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife.
请注意二十四节讲什么？约瑟醒来，进了起来，就遵着主舍子的吩咐，把妻子娶过来。
Let's pay attention to verse 24. It says, "When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and took Mary home as his wife."
这个就表明了约瑟没有与神争论，没有犹豫不决。他就是单纯的顺服上帝。
The word did means that Joseph did not argue with God, didn't have any thoughts, and obeyed God.
第二点，他是顺服神的人的。第二点是，在马太福音二章十三到十四节，同样的，我们用英文念就好。
A second part in the scripture.Is in Matthew chapter 2, verse 13 to 14. An angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in the dream. Get up, he said. Take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him. So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and left for Egypt.
约瑟夜间要带着刚刚生产的玛利亚和婴孩逃难。
Joseph needed, at night, Joseph needed to take the newborn baby and his mother and escape to Egypt.
哦，夜间逃难很不容易哦。
To escape in the night is very difficult.
就在黑暗的当中，你要带着孩子、带着妻子和孩子在黑暗的地方行走不容易。
It is very difficult to walk in the dark with a newborn child and his mother.
但是这个是神的吩咐，他就顺服了。
But this is God's commandment and he obeyed.
我们同样的可以看到，当神的指示，神指示约瑟。回到以色列的时候，约瑟也顺服了。
In the same way, when God's commandment came to Joseph, led him to come back to Israel, he obeyed as well.
弟兄姐妹，顺服神是一个做父亲要学习的功课。
Brothers, being obedient to God is a lesson we all must learn.
在我们的生活当中，有时候神就是要你继续往前走的时候，我们就要顺服，带着家庭一起走。
In our life, often God wants us to go forward and obey Him. In this way, in this time, we need to obey God.
我们要学习神怎样的带，我们就怎样的走。
We need to learn how to deal with our family issues by obeying God.
我们不要向神争论。
Don't argue with God.
第二点，他是一位有信心的人。
Second, he is a faithful person.
一位顺服神的人必须对神有信心。
A God-obeying person must have faith in God.
否则的话，我们很难顺服神。
Otherwise, it is very difficult for us to obey God.
他很难在三更半夜带着玛利亚和耶稣离开伯利恒到埃及去。
It would be very difficult for Joseph to take Mary and Jesus to leave for Egypt at night.
弟兄们，我们对神的信心会影响到我们的孩子。
Brothers, our faith in God will affect our children.
在生活当中，如果我们遇到挑战、遇到困难的时候，我们对神有怎样的信心？我们如何的依靠神去克服各种的困难和挑战？这些信心的行动，孩子都会看在眼里。
When we experience challenges or difficulties, our children will see what our faith in God is.What our faith is in God and how we rely on God to overcome these challenges and difficulties.
将来他们也会学习我们的信心的榜样。
In the future, they will learn from our examples.
如果我们遇到困难的时候，我们是埋怨，我们是苦读，我们是慌张，将来孩子也会学像我们那样的态度。
When confronting difficulties, if we complain, we are...bitter and nervous, our children will learn the same from us.
让我们注意我们所做的每一件事情。
Let's pay attention to everything we do.
我们所做的是要给我们的孩子有良好的榜样。
We need to set good examples to our children.
中国有句话讲得很好，有其父必有其子。
In Chinese, there's a saying that says, the father, the son.
第三点，他是一个带领家人来到神面前的人。
Number three, he is the person leading the family members to God.
路加福音二章四十到四十二节的记载。
In Luke chapter 2, verse 40 to 42,
孩子渐渐长大，强健起来，啊。充满智慧，又有神的恩在他身上。每年到逾越节，他父亲就上耶路撒冷去。当他十二岁的时候，他们按着节期的规矩上去。
It says, and the child grew and became strong. He was filled with the wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Every year, his parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of Passover.
耶稣基督他是神，都配得我们敬拜的神。
Jesus is God, and He's worthy for our worship.
按照犹太人的规矩，他们每年都要到圣殿敬拜神。
According to the custom of the Jews, every year they go to the temple and worship God.
成为一家吃主啊的约瑟啊，他每年都要负起做父亲的责任，带家人到圣殿敬拜神。
As the head of the family, Joseph took the responsibility of the father and took the family to the temple and worshiped God.
身为父亲的我们
For the fathers here,
在带领全家人来到神的殿敬拜神是我们必须坚持的事情。
We need to insist to take our family members to worship God.
每一个礼拜天早上敬拜神的时间就是敬拜神。
Every Sunday morning is the time for us to worship God.
孩子们的任何活动，好像打球啦，好像游泳、补习、学习各种乐器、跳舞等等，可以安排在其他的时间，可是不可以安排在礼拜天敬拜神的时间。
All the activities are for the children, such as sports, swimming, additional learning, music, dancing, can be arranged any other time, but not on Sunday morning.
我们要知道，星期天上午敬拜神的时间是属于神的时间，不应该让孩子有其他的安排。
The Sunday morning is the worship time. It belongs to God, so the children should not have any other activities.
父亲做父亲的，如果在这一方面一放松的话
，As fathers, we let it go.
你放松了一次，我可以担保还有第二次，孩子会要求你让他在敬拜的时间有其他的活动。
If we let it go for once.I believe there will be a second time on the worship time he will have other activities.
耶稣是谁的第三点，他是孩子的教导者。
The third, Joseph is the educator for the children.
路加福音第二章第四十三到四十八节有这样的记载，我们同样的只念中英文就好。
In Luke chapter 2 verse 43 to 48 it says, After the feast was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it, thinking he was with their company. They traveled on for the day. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends.When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished.
这段经文讲到孩童耶稣在圣殿里面坐在教师的中间，一面听一面问。
This verse says the boy Jesus was sitting in the temple listening among the teachers listening and asking questions.
圣经里面虽然没有提到耶稣孩童的耶稣在家里面是否得到圣经的教导，
The Bible doesn't mention if the boy Jesus had any family teaching about the Bible.
可是根据犹太人的风俗，每个星期五晚上，在晚餐之前，父亲都会带领家人读圣经和祷告。
According to the custom of the Jews, every Friday before supper, the father needed to take the family members to read the Bible and pray.
在圣殿中耶稣的应对，我们可以知道神的话语在夜色中常常的谈论。
According to the talks, the answers from Jesus in the temple, we can see that the God's words have been talked a lot in Joseph's family.
弟兄们，这是我们每一个做父亲的责任，在家里面养成谈论神话语的习惯。
Brothers, this is the responsibility of fathers. We need to have a good habit to talk God's words in the family.
让我们在家里面设立了家庭祭坛。
We need to set up a family altar.
在家庭里面我们敬拜神。
To worship God in the
family. 在家庭里面我们歌颂赞美神。
To praise God.
在家庭里面我们读圣经和祷告。
To read the Bible and to pray.
生命记第六章第六到第七节有这样的记载。
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 6 to 7 says,
他说我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心里，也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论在家你坐在家中，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论。
These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home or when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up.
神的话语在家里面很重要。
God's words are very important in the family.
神的话语在生活中活出来更是重要。
It is even more important to live the words in our life.
教养孩童最有效的方法就是身教。
The most effective way to teach our children is to, through our actions.
我们自己要做榜样给孩子们学习。
We need to set good examples for the children.
做父亲的，如果你在教会里面你冷冷淡淡，你不参与服事，你怎样要求我们的孩子也在家里热心服事呢？
Fathers, if you are lukewarm at the church or not involved in the church services, how can you expect your children will be have a warm heart?
如果我们在家里每天我们没有读圣经和祷告，你怎样要求你的孩子天天读圣经祷告？
If we don't read the Bible at home and don't pray at home, how can we ask our children to read the Bible and pray?
这个月是教会的宣教月。
This month is the mission month of the church.
家庭是一个宣教的场所。
Family is also the place for the mission.
我们把孩子带到神的面前，就是我们做父母的使命。
Bringing the children to God is the mission of the parents.
但愿神祝福我们在座的每一位做父亲的。
May God bless all the fathers here.
让我们的家是一个蒙福的家。
May our families are blessed families.
愿神的福分就在我们的家中流露出去。
May our blessings overflows.
使更多的人因着我们的缘故得到祝福。
So that more families will have the blessing.
我知道是我们都是不是完全人，因为我们都是罪人，我们都不完全。
I know nobody is perfect because we are all sinners.
可是我们常常有做的不对的地方。
And we often make mistakes.
特别是在教养孩童的事上。
Especially when we teach our children.
有时候我们忽略了。
Many times we neglect many things.
我们做父亲做得不好。
We often are not good fathers.
我们要重新开始。
We need to restart.
过去的事情我们没有办法回转。
We cannot do anything about what already had happened.
时间没有办法转回头。
Time cannot be reversed.
可是，也许我们在做很多弟兄姐妹，你的孩子已经长大在大学里面。
Maybe some of your children has already grown up or in college.
不管怎样，我们来到神的面前。
我们
常常的悔改、认罪、祷告。
Regardless, we need to come to God and repent.
我曾经读过，在几年前我读过这样的一篇的祷告词。
Several years ago, I read a prayer like this.
这是一个父亲的忏悔。
It's a father's repent.
我先用中文读一遍，然后我们请我们的张执事用英文念一遍。天上的父神，请赦免我伤害了我的儿女。我没能把父的美丽形象展现给他们。
My heavenly Father.Please forgive me for hurting my children. I did not show the beautiful image of the parent to them.
我以为孩子预备大物质和大汽车会使他们自觉重要，没想到却造成他们心灵空虚。
I thought the giant houses and cars can bring them importance, but it caused them called their spiritual emptiness.
我以为有钱会给他们快乐，没想到他们变成灰追成性。
I thought that the money would bring them happiness, but it caused them to spend without restraint.
我以为体罚可以锻炼他们成为硬汉，没想到打出他们苦读和离心力。
I thought that corporal punishment can hammer them to become a strong man, but it caused them to become bitter and estranging.
我以为放手可以锻炼他们独立，没想到他们成长傲慢难驯。
I thought let go can exercise their independence, but it caused them to become arrogant and difficult to teach.
我以为替他们交罚款可以消灾，没想到他们制造更大的灾难。
I thought paying a fine for them can erase misfortunes, but it caused them to make bigger troubles.
我以为假装门面可以帮他们赢得尊敬，没想到他们变成违禁者。
I thought wearing a mask can help them to gain respect, but it caused them to evolve into hypocrites.
我以为做父亲就是赚钱养家，没想到他们更大的需要是父亲的爱。
I thought that being a father is to be the breadwinner, but I did not know their biggest need is the love of their father.
亲爱的父神，
Dear Father God,
你还给我第二次的机会吗？
Are you still willing to give me a second chance?
一个忏悔的父亲。
A repentant father.
当然，这个是我们的祷告。
May this is our prayer.
我现在要为做父亲的和做祖父的祷告。我们请做父亲和祖父，你站起来。我们一起来到神的面前，念神借着你们，能够成为一个好榜样给我们的孩子。主啊，我们将站在你面前的每一个做父、祖父、做父亲的交托给你。主啊，帮助他们能够成为一个好的父亲，让他们在家里面，他们有一颗爱去爱啊，你为他们预备的太太和孩子们，让他们也能够啊负起做父亲的责任。啊，把家人带到主你的面前，他们就站在神跟人中间，把孩子整家人带到你的面前，让他们能够有神的话语，让他们能够成为好榜样，让他们在家里面能够建立敬拜的祭坛，把孩子带来一起在家里面敬拜。更重要的，他们在家里面能够成为众人家的好榜样，成为邻居的好榜样，让你来祝福站在你面前的每一位祖父和父亲。我们这样的祷告乃是奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。请坐。
我们感谢牧师带给我们的信息，让我们在座的每一位父亲趁着还有机会能够再做好家庭属灵的头，把我们的孩子能够带到神的面前，让他们能够认识神。